with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has signed a new law that should help to ensure that the U.S. remains on top of the cryptocurrency market and that the U.S. dollar remains the world's main currency moving forward. The Genius Act sets new regulations for stable coins. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says it was one of several bills passed.
The Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and our anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act deliver on the America First digital assets agenda by solidifying the dollar's dominance as the world's reserve currency.
And President Trump says it will be great for the U.S. economy moving forward as well. Again, it was one of three bills that had a very similar theme to them passed yesterday in the House. Senator Tom Cotton says the world will be watching if Iran, as many expect, will attempt to revive its demolished nuclear weapons program.
Iran, like any nation, could try to reconstitute it and continue down the path towards nuclear weapon. But as Prime Minister Netanyahu said last week in Washington, Israel still has a very close eye on everything going on related to Iran's nuclear program.
Senator James Lankford says he's pleased with the many GOP victories secured under President Trump, but he warns lasting success for his party will come at the cost of vigilance and community engagements far from Washington.
And I'm really petrified at the number of people I hear say, well, I voted, and so I solved all the problems. I was like, voting is a good thing, but the nation shifts not because of just a vote, but Washington doesn't change the country. The country changes Washington.
The head of NVIDIA downplayed his role in getting the U.S. government to lift a ban on selling an advanced computer chip in China and said it will take time to ramp up production once orders for the AI processor come in. He met President Trump before his trip, and his company announced this week it had received assurances that sales to China would be approved. This is SRN News. Faith impacts attitudes about abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under strongman Bashar al-Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace, but the civil war that led to his ouster has seen a surge in the persecution of believers by some Muslim factions. This is SRN News. An Arizona home believed to be owned by a three-time MLB All-Star has been burglarized. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaum.
Police are investigating a burglary at a home reportedly owned by Arizona Diamondbacks star Ketel Marte. The incident occurred Tuesday night while Marte was playing in the MLB All-Star game in Atlanta. Authorities describe it as a, quote, high-dollar residential burglary, end quote, involving stolen personal items and jewelry. No one was home during the break-in. Records from the Maricopa County Assessor's office confirmed Marte owns a property on the block. The investigation remains active. No further details have been released. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
Man was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after walking into the room wearing a large chain necklace. Police say the 61-year-old man had entered the MRI room while a scan was underway on Wednesday. Police say the machine's strong magnetic force drew him right in. This is SRN News.